The prayer of illumination. Holy Spirit, pour out upon us wisdom and understanding, that being taught by you in Holy Scripture, our hearts and minds may be open to receive all that leads to life and holiness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Scripture today is from Colossians 3, 12 through 17, from the New Living Translation. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Pauline, for sharing our scripture today. I attended seminary in Wilmore, Kentucky, which is basically a suburb of Lexington, Kentucky. And in Lexington, there was a youth pastor who lived there who had an unusual habit when he baptized people. And his preferred mode of baptism was by immersion. And so after immersing the candidate in water, he would hold them under the water for just a few seconds. Now, he always warned them, of course, that he wasn't trying to create a medical emergency or anything, wasn't going to drown them. But his point was simple, and it was unforgettable. The point is this: the old you is gone. That old person has died. You've been buried with Christ, and now you're being raised up to a new life. Y'all, that's a pretty dramatic and rich image, isn't it? Of baptism as a death, of going down in a watery grave, and then being raised to live a new life. That's exactly the imagery that Paul is drawing upon in Colossians chapter 3. You see, he begins that chapter by saying, since you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Paul says you have died. And that's not just poetic language, but it's pointing directly to baptism. In baptism, we are united with Jesus. His death becomes our death. We go down into that watery grave, and we rise to a new life. Y'all, that is more than just a ceremony, but it's an identity shift. And Paul says, now let's live like that is who we are. In verse 5, Paul gets very specific. He says, put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature. And then he gives us a list. It's not an exhaustive list, but is a list that probably hits all of us on some level. He says, put to death whatever belongs to that earthly nature, sexual immorality, lust, greed, anger, rage, malice, slander, and he goes on. Basically, what Paul is telling us is that old stuff doesn't fit who we are anymore. It's like putting on pants from college. Y'all, those pants haven't fit us in like 20 years. But I'm here to tell you this morning that I'm actually wearing a pair of those pants. Well, not from college, but probably about at least 15 years old. I hadn't been in them in the last few months, but today I'm in them. But we all have probably some clothes in our closet that it's time to clean out. It's time to get rid of. What's in your closet? Anger? Well, that anger doesn't look good on you anymore. Greed? Greed is not your color. Bitterness and gossip? Those clothes are out of style in the kingdom of God. You see, Paul is painting a picture for us. Just like you change your clothes, you need to change your character. Take off the old self. Throw it in the laundry bin that's labeled, do not rewear this. And then Paul gives us a new dress code. He says, put on compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. He says, bear with one another. Forgive. And over all of these virtues, he says, put on love. Y'all, he's not just giving us a list of virtues, but what Paul is really giving us here is a vision of Jesus, of his life. These are Jesus' clothes. This is what Jesus wears. And if we belong to him, then it's time we dress like him. Let me ask you a question. What spiritual clothes are you wearing these days? If someone bumped into you at work or at school, what would they say you're wearing? Peace or prickleness? Would they say you're wearing grace or grumbling? Something worth thinking about. Reflecting on. That's why I gave you that reflection guide. It's in your bulletin. I encourage you to set aside a few minutes over the next couple of days on to reflect on what you've learned today. I hope you'll be reminded that God is not done with you. He's growing something beautiful in you as you root your life in him. So how do we actually live this out? Try this simple rhythm. Maybe start in the morning. It begins with your identity. Remember how Paul began the section and actually how he ends it. Before your feet hit the floor, remind yourself that you are a child of God. That you have died to sin. That Christ lives in you. That you are chosen. You are holy. And you are beloved. Maybe after praying that, reflecting upon that, the next thing you need to do is choose your outfit. What are you going to wear today? Just like picking out your clothes, choose your character. Before your day begins, pray through Colossians 12 through 14. that list. What do I need more of in my life today? Maybe you pray, Lord, help me to put on compassion today instead of apathy. Lord, may I put on kindness today instead of irritability. Forgiveness instead of resentment in that relationship. And then consider this, when you blow it, which you will, don't panic. God's not done with you. The gardener is still at work in your life. The gardener. Reminds me of Ms. Virginia Boozer, who was a member of the first church where I served as a pastor in Itawamba County in North Mississippi. Ms. Boozer was in her late 90s. She was one of the oldest members of our church. She lived in a wooden house down the street from the church, just an old, simple plank box house. She heated her home in the winter with coal. Now, this was in 2005. I remember the first time I visited her, I pulled up and I saw this big pile of black-looking rocks in her front yard. And I thought, what in the world is that? It was coal. On that first visit, I went to the door, I knocked on it. Nobody came. So I walked around to the back of the house because I knew she was there. And there was Miss Boozer. She was standing in her garden, her vegetable garden, beautiful garden. Oh, it was so pretty. And there was Miss Boozer. She was wearing a straw hat that was probably this big around. She was wearing gloves and long sleeves and pants. And she had a hoe in her hand. And she was just out there, just so methodically, hoeing in that garden, tending her tomato plants, which were priceless. Y'all, that image has always stuck with me. It's kind of how I picture God. Patient, faithful, wise, kneeling in the garden of our lives. He's pruning what needs to go. He's planting what needs to grow. And he's carefully tending the soil of our hearts. That's the kind of God that we serve. And today we come to the sacrament. And what does Jesus show us in the sacrament? He shows us the key to all of this. Surrender. Do you see him surrendering? Jesus shows us the way. He surrendered to the Father's will through the cross. And he was raised to new life. Y'all, this is the pattern for our lives. To be raised, we first surrender. Have you surrendered your life to the Lord? You see, we lay down the rotten fruit that remains in our life. That old self, that old pattern of living, our sin, our struggles. We lay it all before Jesus. And when we repent and surrender, God raises us up. And day by day, he raises us into new life. Life in the Spirit. And day by day, we root our lives in him, and we're being made new. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we are yours. Thank you that in Christ we have died to our old ways and we have been made new. Today, Lord, help us to put to death anything in us that doesn't reflect you. Our selfish desires, our anger, our impatience. Lord, as we come to the table today, as we kneel, may we let go of these things. May we release them to you. May we confess them and find grace. Lord, we pray that you would clothe us in the character of Christ. Help us to put on compassion, kindness, and humility, and love, and patience. Let your love guide our words and our actions today. And when we are tempted, remind us that that's not who we are anymore. That old life. And when we fail, remind us that your grace is still enough. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Let your word dwell richly in us. And may everything we do today, at home, at work, in every conversation, may it be done in the name of Jesus. The one who is making us a new creation. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining us in worship today. I send you forth with this benediction. Go now as God's chosen, holy, and beloved people. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let his word dwell richly in you. And may everything you do, every word, every act, be done in the name of Jesus, as God grows in you the fruit of his Spirit, day by day, with grace and love. Go in peace, wearing what truly matters. Amen. God bless you.